NBC Radio's parking lot will again come alive this year with the staging of Carnival Icebox, where patrons can experience all things carnival. One of the organizers of the event, Austin Zedia Powers Kane, says the activity has seen tremendous growth since its inception 2 years ago.
Carnival Icebox was started 2 years ago, and from since then it has blossomed from an in-studio production to a full-on outdoor interview slash concert session. And last year is where we saw tremendous growth with the Carnival Icebox, and this year plans to be even bigger and better. And I'm not just saying that because I can, but it is a fact that, you know, within the last 2 years, we've seen the emergence of a lot of young artists, and a lot of them have already stepped up and said they would like to be a part of the Icebox program.
Kane says patrons can look forward to exciting and entertainment packages featuring a mixture of new and veteran artists.
So set for this Saturday, we've got the likes of Rickane. He's a newcomer. He had a song last year called Dingole, and this year he's back with some, you know, some nice groovy tracks as well as some power soca jams. We've also got the likes of Sura, who has been making waves in and around the entertainment arena in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and internationally. He had a huge track alongside Chowder called In the Water. We have also got the newcomer Wayne Music, and of course we've got one of the seasoned veterans, we've got Chuali on cast for this Saturday as well. But leading the helm for this Saturday's Carnival Icebox is an artist who has been around for the last decade or so, but this year his standout track is featuring Skinny Fabulous, a track called Start It. So we're talking about none other than Datsy, and he's going to be the headliner for this week's Carnival Icebox.
Kane expressed thanks to all stakeholders that have been providing support to NBC Radio's Carnival Icebox.
Well, I would like to personally say thanks to our sponsors. You know, some came on in the latter half, but immediately when the proposal was thrown out, we had the likes of the National Lotteries saying definitely, yes, they're going to come on board as a sponsor. I would also like to say thanks to our platinum sponsor for this Carnival Icebox, St. Vincent Brewery Limited, Hyrule. We've also got Swiftpack, Courts, SVG General Services Limited, and a newcomer to sponsorship as it pertains to the Carnival Icebox, ProHealth Pharmacy. They're located in Stony Grounds. You need to check them out for all of your medicinal needs. Additionally, the Icebox is just going to run right up until the 29th of July, and each week as it progresses, it gets even bigger. It's going to get more explosive, more entertaining, more exciting, and that is something that everyone needs to look out for. It will not only be featuring soca artists, it will also feature some of the Calypsonians, renowned Calypsonians, the veterans. We're also going to be having interviews with persons from the various mass tents, you know, those who produce traditional mass as well. But yes, we're going to be giving everyone a chance to showcase their craft and showcase their talent here on the Carnival Icebox.
Austin Zedia Powers Kane, one of the organizers of NBC's Carnival Icebox. I'm Donnie Collins with today's Carnival Update. It's for the love of Carnival.